mothers throughout history have come forward for the sake of their children. We're coming forth today saying that the drug war has been more damaging to our families than the drugs themselves.
The Woman's Christian Temperance Union played a major role in pushing for the prohibition of alcohol. But perhaps less known are the women's groups such as the Women's Organization for National Prohibition Reform that were instrumental in the repeal of the 18th Amendment. Today, the U.S. drug war wreaks havoc on families, which is why Moms United to End the War on Drugs gathered in front of the Los Angeles Superior Courthouse to deliver a message to politicians, police, and moms across the country.
We're here sort of in honor of Mother's Day. I became a mother in 1971 for the first time, the same year as Nixon declared the war on drugs. So for me, this is very personal. It's our family has certainly been badly affected by the war on drugs, as so many other families have.
I choose to make our community safer, to bring justice back to the justice system, and to protect all American liberties by helping to end this failed drug war.
We want to safeguard our children and protect them from drug dealers and the cartels and thugs, but we're not doing it very effectively through the harsh tactics of enforcement.
You don't realize the drug policies in this country until they have an effect on you. And when you lose a child, your life is never the same, nor is the rest of your family.
I didn't know better until it happened to me, until I saw my son going off to California State Prison twice for nonviolent drug offenses. And the belief that he would get some kind of rehabilitation in prison, I mean, that's a joke.
My husband and I lost our only child to an accidental overdose in 2008. The stigma wasn't attached to it. Maybe we do some more research and find out what does work, what will help them. And, you know, stop just pointing the finger. And you know, my kid was a lot more than somebody who used drugs. He was a wonderful person.
Mothers have typically been the ones that nurture, protect their children, their family. And so mothers really need to step forward because our families are, and our children are being arrested, are dying in epidemic proportions because of punitive prohibitionist policies.
I think the war on drugs has to end. It hasn't saved anybody. It hasn't changed anything. It's created chaos in neighborhoods and shootings, and it's stupid. And our jails are full of people who have something else to give to this world other than sitting in jail for a nonviolent offense.